Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is partnering with the National Pro-Life Center to hold a Remembering the Unborn Memorial tomorrow, Tuesday, January 22, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Tomorrow is 46 years since the January 22, 1973 case of Roe versus Wade and the companion decision called Doe versus Bolton, which combined together opened up the door for the past 46 years to abort to kill a preborn child from the moment of fertilization all the way until that child is out of the womb and takes its first breath for any reason. So tomorrow we will gather with other people praying in front of the Supreme Court, and we will place carnations in front of the U.S. Supreme Court to be a reminder and a memorial for the 3,000 babies who are aborted every single day. And this is a visual reminder, Matt, of what happens every day. 3,000, one every 20 seconds, three babies every minute.
Yeah, and I actually read a feminist, she tweeted something about this day being a national day of celebration, and I just couldn't believe it. It's a national day of mourning.
Yes.
for the tens of millions of innocent babies, and that's what they are. And this same person later in a tweet, she tweeted over and over again, as if saying it repetitively makes it true, that fetal tissue is not human life. And I thought, how deluded are these people? They have to convince themselves that what they're doing is not what they're doing, that this isn't actually murder. So this is a day of national mourning. It needs to be commemorated. And the flowers, of course, are to represent these unborn and our broken hearts over their needlessly lost lives.
Yeah, this will be a very poignant time, I believe. You know, as if you go to a funeral and you lay flowers upon someone's casket. And this is the same kind of thing. All these babies that have died tragically, we want to remember them. We want to, as we pray for Roe versus Wade to be overturned, for abortion no longer to be legal in this country, we want to remember those who have given their lives and every day give their lives, 3,000 about, to the hands of abortionists.
Abortion is human genocide. It is the taking of a human life in a very brutal, barbaric, painful fashion. It not only ends a human life, it breaks people. And it scars people, particularly the mothers, but not exclusively the mothers, fathers, parents, grandparents, siblings. It scars all of us. For those of you who have had an abortion, and some of you that are listening to this program may have had an abortion, you believed what you were told, and you went through this process, and then you may have discovered later that what happened is the taking of a human life, your own child, or you know someone in your family or friends who have had an abortion. Let me just say this. Abortion is the taking of human life. Yes, God created us in the womb, but God also is a God who, when you reach up and ask for forgiveness for that or anything else, Jesus came to die and give his life as a sacrifice for all of us, and cover all of our sins, and literally wipe that past clean. And the past that we have, no matter what it is, good or bad, God can always take that and put that together as a potter takes a broken vessel and puts it back together and makes it into something beautiful. So first of all, we want to speak to you so that you have your own internal healing in relationship with Jesus Christ for your forgiveness, and also just to be a voice for the unborn. And tomorrow is 46 years, 3,000 a day. I mean, think about it, Matt. That's one baby every 20 seconds. That's one family. That's one mother every 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was watching something. I don't know who this person is. She thinks that she is famous. I don't even remember her name, but she was interviewing on a stage an abortion doctor, and she was in Seattle, and she said that she has a lot of connections with Seattle. She has family in Seattle. And she said she had her first abortion in Seattle, and the crowd began to applaud. Mm. And she raised her right arm with a clenched fist into the air. And she said, now, she underscored, that was my first abortion, meaning she had had more than one. And she says, but in case that you feel slighted or something along those lines, I must say that it was the best abortion. And if I had the opportunity to review it on Yelp, I would have reviewed it on Yelp. And that is just tragic. We've come from a place where the abortionist and those who have been caught up in this lie deny that it's a human life, to a place where they celebrate as though it's something to be proud of, the taking of a human life.
They're celebrating violent murder. It's
against
unbelievable.
Against the most innocent, defenseless.
And, you know, guys, we have the advantage in this generation that the first baby picture is a sonogram. We now have equipment that you can hear the heartbeat, you know, inside the womb. You know, so that's why we work so hard to protect these pro-life crisis centers that we represent, because these women need the opportunity to see their baby on the screen, to hear that baby's heart beating for life for them.
People need to understand it, that abortion doesn't rid a person of a problem. It makes a woman the mother of a dead baby. It makes a man the father of a dead baby. And as you know, I've shared on Faith and Freedom before, when I was a young man, I wasn't treating God's daughters as he would have them treated. And a young girl that I was dating ended up coming to me. She disappeared for a few months, came to me. She had had an abortion. I still today grieve over the loss of that, my very first child. And I know that my sin helped to lead to that, but you know, for those who love the Lord, all things, the Bible says, all things work together for good. He can even take death and make life.
And you know, that's the beauty, Matt, that you allow to share that story, that you can help others find healing. And if a woman has experienced an abortion, she too, once she experiences healing, can help other women, hopefully, to prevent that.
We're not judging.
No.
This is a human tragedy, that, and it's of the highest magnitude. You know, Psalm 139 says that you formed me, all of my parts, while I was still in the womb, and you knew me intimately. And each person at the moment of fertilization is a human being created in the image of God. The only difference between that small little baby and you and me is time, replicating cells and growing and maturing. That's the only difference. But the unique DNA composition is there, the hair color, the eye color. It's already encoded in that moment. And amazingly, science now shows that at the moment of the fertilization, there is a spark of light, which is amazing.
That's
and
cool.
We've seen that. So there's so much technology that we now know. The 3D, now 4D ultrasound. Some young family that I know that actually met in our Covenant Journey ministry program for Christian college age students, and they met on that program of Covenant Journey. They have been married, and now they're going to have a baby later this year. They just posted something on Facebook with the sonogram picture. So this younger generation is growing up with their first baby pictures of either them or friends that they know, friends that are getting married, friends that are having children, of that picture in the womb. And that generation, the generation of the younger generation, is more pro-life, Matt, than our generation, and that is a good sign. So tomorrow, pray for us. If you're in Washington, D.C., you can participate as well. You can also go online to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, if you want to participate in being a part of these carnations. We're going to lay carnations, and the 3,000 of these will represent the 3,000 babies that are aborted every single day. And it's not just a memorial. It certainly is a memorial. But it's also a time for us to just remind the country, remind our leaders, remind our justices that a human life is at stake, and pray that abortion and healing returns to this land. Join us, because I believe it will in our lifetime. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.